Thanks. Does everybody know Peter? Raise your hand if you know Peter. All right. He's the LeBron James of IR. That's what he tells me. So we got LeBron with us. The other gentleman that I brought along is Steve Wozniak. So Steve's in the back of the room. He's the CFO for SMTC. So we were here a year ago, and it was our first conference, and we had just taken a company, SMTC, turned it around, and we didn't really have a lot to show for it yet. And I know people kind of wondered, hey, is it really going to happen? What's going to happen to the company? At that time, we were on a $134 million run rate, and we were making a very marginal profit. We will end this year, because I've pre-announced Q4, we'll end this year at $195 million. We'll have growth over 40%, and we'll go from a company that broke even to making $7.5 million of EBITDA. So pretty dramatic change in terms of the core, what I would call organic business. Interestingly enough, we didn't think that was enough to do, turning the business around. We actually, on November 9th, announced an acquisition of a company called MC Assembly out of Melbourne, Florida. So if you think about it, we were 134, going to 195. We bought a company called MC Assembly, which was about a $150 million company that was accretive to both our EBITDA and a lot of our other metrics. And I'll kind of walk you through some of this. So it's been a pretty exciting time. My name is Ed Smith. I'm the CEO. I came from Avnet, so I was the president of Avnet. If you know about the electronics distribution marketplace, Avnet sold about 40% of the electronics components in the Americas, and I had the pleasure of taking that business from $1.8 billion when I came in to over $8 billion combined. So I've been very blessed in terms of growth. Somebody asked me a lot of the questions today were, what happens if the economy goes down 2 or 3%, and what happens if it tanks? Here's what I would tell you. Interesting enough, if the economy goes down 2 or 3%, I think we'll work our way through it. We'll continue to grow. Things will be fine. If the economy goes down like it did in 2008, 2009, we'll just have to react to it. I was the president of Avnet. I'll never forget this. It was one of the funnier stories of my career. In 2008, when the economy tanked, and we were a $6 billion business, 4 quarters later, we were a $3 billion business. We lost $3 billion of sales in 4 quarters. But, interestingly enough, our profitability didn't go in by half. Our profitability stayed where it was. I'm a big believer that you follow the market and you follow it the way you need to. Interestingly enough, one of the greatest experiences of my career, in 2009, in 5 quarters, the business went from $3 billion up to $6 billion. So 4 quarters down in 2008, 4 quarters up in 2009. And as I tell people, it was really difficult on the way down keeping up, but it was much more difficult on the way up in 2009 because hiring people and getting people back into the workplace was really, really difficult. So that's a little bit of my history. I'll give you the forward-looking statement. I'll let you read it. If you can read it, that's great. If you can't read it, you've probably seen many of these. But, you know, clearly a lot of these are forward-looking statements. It's securities laws, and so I won't read it all out to you. A little bit of overview of where we've been. We are a global mid-sized provider of EMS services, so electronic manufacturing services. We don't try to compete with Flextronics. We don't try to compete with the big people. They don't play in our space. We try to find customers that have varying customers, have varying products, have to build a lot of different boards at low volumes to mid volumes where the tier ones aren't interested in that business. We stay away from them. They stay away from us. You may ask why I mention that. When you look at gross margins, and you look at the flexes in them, they're in the low single digits. They're 5, 6%. When you look at our gross margin, our long-term target is to be above 12. And so you think about twice as much profitability as where they are. When you look at our EBITDA, which is even probably more important to us in the end, we're looking somewhere between 6 and 10%. And if you think that their gross margin's not even 6%, obviously you're a much more profitable segment of the industry. We brought in a new leadership team. Many people ask me what's the differentiation for our business versus many of my competitors. One of them is supply chain. We have not felt the effect of the tight supply chain in the EMS space. Partly is because I brought the team I had at Avnet over. We had spent over $72 billion in buying parts. We're now buying parts for a couple $100 million company. It is dramatically much easier for us to secure those parts. I brought some gentlemen over who had worked for Apple. Then he worked for me at Avnet, and now he works for me here at SMTC. The gentleman who runs my operations came from Intel, then worked for me at Semtech, and then actually came over here. A lot of people ask me, why do the people leave these big jobs to come work at a small company? My answer is, it's really not more complicated than we have a blast doing this. Anytime you're growing faster than the market and you're making more money than the market, it's a lot more fun than growing slower than the market and the grind that the market is in right now. The gentleman who runs our operations, Rich Fitzgerald, and I'll show you him in a second, his a little bit of his history. We don't believe in just quality. We believe in quality better than the industry. If you ever saw my phone, I keep real-time statistics. I can tell you how our factories are running today. I can tell you what they did yesterday. I can tell you for what customers. Most companies that are $400 million don't keep those type of statistics and don't have the quality we have. What you measure happens, and so we measure our quality daily. If our quality drops in a particular factory, I could pick up the phone tonight, call Mexico, call China, and say, so walk me through what happened. And they would have that capability to tell me that. And then we can service the product life cycle. Have any of you eaten at Chili's? Raise your hand if you've eaten at Chili's, the restaurant. So you know those little things that are on Chili's? You know, you could place your order for your dessert, you can pay your bill, you can play the little games. We build that from start to finish. We repair them, we replace them. So we are what they would call end-to-end product lifecycle company. We can build it, we can design it, we can make it, test it, and then deliver it. And so we do that out of Texas, El Paso. The reason we do it out of Texas, El Paso is you can hit anywhere in the United States out of Texas, El Paso. It's right in the middle of the United States in 2 days. You can go East Coast or West Coast in 2 days. Most other places, you hit one side in 3 days and the other side in 1 day. We actually are right in the middle. You can hit both in 2 days. This is my vision for the company, and, you know, I get pretty excited about this because we've been pretty successful. We want to achieve double-digit growth, and people ask me, when you say double-digit growth, we have new programs in our existing customers. It's the easiest way to grow. I've done this three different times. I worked for Avnet. I grew from $1.8 billion to $8 billion business. I did another EMS startup where we grew 300% over 18 months. And then here we grew this year, probably the most disappointing of it. We grew our business about 40% year on year. So this one we were a little bit slower, but we're going to kick it up a notch next year and start getting this thing going. Then we want to increase our business through world-class service. We want to do things for our customers that make them successful so that their existing business grows. And when their existing business grows, then our business will grow with that. And so we've been able to do that for some of our customers this year. And then last, we want to be the provider of choice. So we want new customers. This is a little funny story, maybe not so funny story for my competitors, but we had an old customer we used to do business with called us. They said, hey, Ed, we're lying down. We're going to be lying down for the next 2 months on some particular parts. We called the manufacturer. We got them the parts, got them back up. Eventually, they left that contract manufacturer and came to us. They're now our second biggest customer. I can tell you that story seems like that would be just one story, but we do that over and over every day. Why would you invest in us? This is probably most important, and why did we do the acquisition? We took two of the best companies in the industry, combined them. Obviously, if we do it right, we'll be a leader in the industry. We enhanced our end market diversification. SMTC was not in the medical market in a big way, and we weren't in the defense aero market. We're now in both the medical and defense aero. But interesting enough, what we got from MC Assembly also was the industrial Internet of Things. So they do a lot of wireless communication. They do meters that do wireless communication, a lot of IoT stuff. I find everybody using the word industrial IoT. On our side of the business, we have always been doing IoT. We did smart power for data centers and that type of stuff, but this gives us some RF capability we didn't have. Stronger customer base with no significant customer overlap. We have been able, through the scale of growing so quickly, we've been able to take our customers. So our top four customers used to be about 30-some percent, 37, 38% of our business. Our top four customers now will be less than 25% of our business. So dramatically changed what I would call the risk factor for the company on detrimental reliance. And then our footprint. Our footprint's pretty interesting. They had three, and they were East Coast-based, and one in Mexico. We had one in Fremont, one in Mexico, and one in China. So you put those six together, and clearly we've been able to expand. We were going to build a new building in Mexico because of the growth. Every time President Trump talks about a new tariff, more business comes back to Mexico. And so for us, this has been a boom. And we grew in Mexico over 50% last year. We're going to continue to grow. We were going to build a new building, but by buying MC, we were able to forego spending about $10 to $15 million to build another building. I kind of like Mexico. Our factory used to be the old Zenith TV factory. So when you walk in, it's a pretty incredible campus. You know, they got these lines, then they got glass making. We have clean rooms to do different things. So I flew down to Zacatecas, Mexico. So if any of you ever want to visit Zacatecas, it's you go through Mexico City and quite an effort to get there. But the coolest thing is driving to the plant was the Corona. It's the largest bottler of Corona in the world. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. We should get a Corona when we go to dinner tonight. So we went to dinner, and they don't sell that Corona in Mexico. It's all for export. So the U.S. is the largest consumer of Corona beer in the world. And then last but not least, we will have more than $6 million of course cost synergy. So if you think about it, that will help quite a bit. If you really put it in perspective, when we started the conversation with them, we weren't even making $6 million of EBITDA. We'll now have synergies of higher than $6 million. We doubled our EBITDA just by the synergies plus the EBITDA that MC was making. We put the companies together, put together one philosophy. If you kind of look at it, they had 1,100 employees. We had 1,100 employees. You think about the synergies. A lot of people talk to me about the synergies. One-third is people or leadership. One-third will be we will double our purchases from our suppliers. So discounts and savings we can get from purchasing from the same suppliers. And then one-third will be from in Mexico, we own our own operations. They actually use a shelter company and savings on a shelter company. We put that together, and you have I'll say this. We will be one of the most profitable, if not the most profitable, EMS company in our space. And I'll show a slide on that in a second. Oh, didn't take long to get there. So as you can see, we were moving from left to right last year, and it was pretty exciting to watch from a company that lost money first to breaking even, then to start making money, then continue to move to the right to being close to best in class. When we finished the acquisition, finished the integration, we were best in class in trailing 12 months of EBITDA, EBITDA percent, growth, and net income. So pretty exciting turnaround from where we were to where we are now. I think the leadership team matters, and so obviously I've been around. The last time I ran a public company, I ran it from 38 cents to $15 and then sold it in 18 months. So we're going to try to do the same thing, move the stock up, and then see where it goes in 3 years or so. Rich Fitzgerald came out of Intel, CTS, which was another big contract manufacturer, and then he worked for me at Avnet for the last many years. Steve Wozniak, I've known for 20 years. He was first a customer, sold the business to Ciena, sold another business to Nortel. I put him on my board when I was at Semtech. I called him up, it's kind of a funny story, and said, hey, I'm looking for a CFO that can do M&A, help in a turnaround, and raise some money. Steve said, I'm interested. And I was surprised by that, so we hired Steve. And then Terry Wegman ran sales, over $1 billion of sales for me at Avnet. So the stock price, so thank you to all the shareholders who own our stock. The stock has been moving up, and that always makes everybody happy. But if you think about it, we started a restructure in Q2 of 2017. We stabilized the customer base. We expanded our addressable market. Then we strengthened our organization. I brought key executives in. So year over year, 56% in Q3. Year to date, 34.5%. That will continue to grow. And then we did the accretive acquisition of MC Assembly, and that will continue to make us more profitable. Global footprint, I won't waste your time with a lot of this. We're in Boston, Massachusetts, Melbourne, Florida, Fremont, two in Mexico, and one in China. So when people ask me about tariffs and different things and about the world events, as I tell my board, I will deal with whatever tweet comes out because we're in every one of these regions and we can just move business to where we need to move it to deal with what's going on. The markets we serve, and this is probably one of the key reasons why we bought MC. They're in the medical market, as you can see here. They're big in the defense market. And we played very little when in terms of dollars. We had a lot of products, but very small dollars. And we didn't play at all in the defense era. Somebody said, why wouldn't you do that organically? It would take 2 to 3 years for us to grow a defense business. You just don't say, hey, I want to go do it. We had gotten our AS9100 2 weeks before we bought MC. And somebody said, well, you got AS9100. Yeah, but you also now need your top secret clearance. You also need a contract. You need a lot of different things. And it takes a lot of time to do those things. This quickened the pace. It also lowered our detrimental reliance on our customers by half. If you ever see us, we play in the payment systems. We have capabilities to protect firmware, install this, test this. This is not easy stuff. Payment systems seem easy, but they're really very dangerous because people are worried about malware, security, a lot of different issues, and we're able to do that for our customers. We do a lot of test and measurement. One of the things that IoT, most people don't realize, that cameras and image sensing are getting to be more and more important in the IoT. So if you go to a store today, does everybody know that no matter what store you're in, your picture's being taken? They're doing facial recognition. They're doing how long you're standing at a particular counter. They're counting how many times you pick something up, how often you put it back down. They're measuring when you walk down, how fast you walk past one store and how much you slow down at another store. So do you see what sales are going on and not what sales? All of that is being measured today. Most people don't realize. My children are always funny. They didn't want to do clear. Who does clear in the airports? I do it in a second. They say, oh, but they'll get my fingerprints. And my answer is, so where do you think your fingerprints are hidden from today? Everybody has your facial recognition. They have your fingerprints. They have all this data. If you like it or not, we live in a world that your picture is being taken. And then I ask my follow-up to my kids, are you on Facebook? And the kids are, oh, yeah. Oh, you don't think that every person in the world could find every picture or thing you've placed on Facebook and go back? I said, forget it. You're going to sign up for Clear. And the reason is I don't want to wait for them at the airport. You know how that goes, right? You're getting back from vacation, and you're ready to go, get through the thing, get home. Oh, I didn't get TSA pre-check. I got to go on the other line. Next time, you're not going. My kids are now 21, 23, so I can say that, and they believe it. When they were, you know, teenagers, they'd say, oh, no, you got to take this. You don't have a choice. Okay, I won't bore you with all of this, but this is our manufacturing discipline. So as you can see, we have most of the things we need. One of the coolest things we did last year that was really a lot of fun, we took a medical customer away from one of our competitors, And we were able to get them from signing a contract up and running to get FDA registration. So that means you have to have FDA inspectors come in your factory, watch you build something, test it out. We did all of that in 67 days. And our customer, as I would say, was really blown away. He thought that would be a half year to a year's project to get that done. Oh, 5 minutes. I talk a lot. Uh-oh. We got to go. I won't bore you with the favorable industry trends. You all know that in the electronics business, things are growing. I won't bore you with that too much. This is probably one of the most important. We believe our long-term target model will be 20% growth, gross margin 12 to 14, and 6 to 10. Anybody know why that's important? That would make us as the best contract manufacturer by more than 50% in every one of those categories. It's important to me to be number one or not do something. You don't waste your time unless you can be number one in something. Our income statement, so I won't bore you too much with this. Q4, we did $53.6 million cost of sales. I would tell you that there's people that are presenting at this conference and other EMS people I compete with that when you talk about this type of growth, 50% plus growth, would say that the supply chain's really tough and is struggling. We have really no problem with the supply chain. And so I would tell you we are a leading supply chain company, not just a manufacturing company. And then you kind of go down to net income. We made 4 cents a share. And I can tell you, it makes me very proud to make 4 cents a share, considering how much money we lost when I walked in the door. And I would look at numbers that would say 20 and 30 cents. Our diluted shares here is 19 million, but that's not right because as we bought MC, our diluted shares today are 23 million outstanding and 25 million shares diluted. A little bit of some of the highlights. So current assets, $95 million. As you can see, a dramatic turnaround from where we were. A lot more liabilities, so the cash we needed to grow. And then this is pretty exciting, too. Our cash-to-cash conversion is 63 days. The next best in our industry is 78, and the average in our industry is 84. We use our cash really, really efficiently, and that, I think, is really important to us. And then creating a stronger company, customer-driven company, and then, you know, we'll both be dedicated to operational excellence, and then one strong company on the way to $400 million together. So it's kind of where we are. Income statement, I won't bore you with that. But as you can see, MC had about $11.2 million of EBITDA in the trailing 12 months. We had 6.4, total of 17. I talked to you about synergies of 6.3 million. And obviously, Q4 I pre-announced, that will take up our 6.4 to 7.5. So you could take 7.5, add it to 11.2 and add 6.3, and that will be the company. So think about it. We went from breaking even, and in 18 months, we'll have $25 million of EBITDA. That's a pretty long road in 18 months to go, and I expect that not to slow down. So I'll take any questions. I know we're at the end, but I always know there's one or two.
So cash?
We took on debt and paid all cash. All cash. We did a rights offering last year. We were going to use it to pay down debt, which obviously in our world, you pay down debt, and we took new debt. Oh, we got 1 minute, but so we did the rights offering to pay down debt originally. We're always interested in looking. We probably won't do anything until the second half of the year, but I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about acquisitions for sure. I think we need to get the integration done, which will take us Q1, and we'll be primarily done. I think Q2 we'll start looking, and we probably won't do anything to the second half of the year if we do. One more question, and we got to go.
So is that,
Say that again. Say it one more time. I don't think we need it for working capital. I don't think we need it for day to day. We may sometime. Oh, she's putting aside. I'll just finish this question. We may issue some stock at some point to take out our Term B loan, but it'll be a very small amount. Very, very small. Just $12 million. It's Term B. It's just a pain in the ass to have it sitting there. So, thank you all. Appreciate it.